Good morning, this is Dr. Hardin, and I'm coming to you a little earlier today. There are some things that I have to do, and I wanted to come to you today a little bit earlier. And I thank God for you that's going to be tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. That's right, Moments of Inspiration. Now, as I always say, I'm not bringing you some moments of frustration. I pray that I'm not being frustrated to some of you that's going to join us this morning. But I just want you to know that I am grateful to be a part of Moments of Inspiration to bring it to you. And I thank God for you. And thank you, Shamar. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let me have a word of prayer. Dear God, I thank you that you never fail. Thank you, God, that you know everything. And God, you're everywhere. And you have all power. And I'm asking God right now that you will send thine word, send a word, God, for these that are listening from whatever country, whatever city, whatever state they are in. Let this be a word of encouragement for them, God, that what we can do and what you've already done, God, to bring forth salvation. We ask in God that men, women, boys, and girls from every walk of life will be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And we ask God for your joy and for you, God, to give us what to say and how to say it and when to say it, that they would be inspired, enhanced, and enlightened. We pray for the sick. We pray for those that are down and out. We pray for those that have problems, God. And we ask in God that you be the honored guest here today. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Good morning again to you that joining me this morning. As you join me a little bit later, you can get the broadcast, you know, at a delayed time. Thank you, Sister Robin, Sister Dale, for being with us today. We thank God for you. Thank God for all of you that are tuning in. Now, I'm going to talk today in a little different way as to what I shared with my Sunday morning congregants and around the world, the people that listen. And I want to do it in a little slower way. I got a little bit more time. But what we want to do is make sure that we don't have anyone confused. That's right. We don't want anyone to be confused. I'm going to talk about making a difference, touching lives. Making a difference, touching lives. Now, here's the question that I would like to put forth to you this morning. If you would die right now, and whether you went to heaven or wherever you went, okay, we're going to just say that. Would anyone that's listening with you, or friends, or relatives, or whatever, Sister Chamber, if we would leave here today, what effect would we have on this world that they would miss us in a good way? How do we affect the people that are neighbors? How do we affect the people that are friends? Our church folks, our businesses, our business representatives, what effect or affect would we have on them if we were, God would call us in today? What difference and how many lives have we touched that will let us know that we are making a difference? Sister Moore, thank you for tuning in. What would happen? Now, Isaiah 61 and 1 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God hath anointed me to preach good tithing unto the meek. He hath set me to bind up brokenhearted, to open the doors of prison to them that are bound. Now, he said that. And so Isaiah was what is called eagle eye prophet, because an eagle can see a rabbit from a mile high. He can see him, that prey. Either farther than that. We don't actually know the measurements, but he got the eagle eye. So Isaiah could see, and he knew more about the coming of Jesus than we that are living in the 21st century. So Isaiah spoke these words, and his name means Jehovah saves, or God saved. So what are we doing in this pandemic? What are we living? What lifestyle are we living to influence other folks to want to be like us, or with us, or away from us? Three questions. What are we doing? What of our life? What is our lifestyle personifying that somebody either want to be with us, or be the same as we are, or get away from us? What type of life are we living? If the Lord will move us right now, what difference would it make to this society, to your neighborhood, even to your family? What difference will it make? Because Sister Miller, it's a difference that we should make as being peoples of God. Isaiah spoke this almost 700 years before Jesus Christ came. And then in Luke chapter 4, Jesus came in to the synagogue. And the synagogue is an open area where that my wife and I was in Israel 5 years ago. It's an open area where that people come and they speak. The priests, Pharisees, etc. They would come and speak. So Jesus did as it was his manner, that every Sabbath he would go and speak. And when he spoke, then he took the book and opened it to Isaiah 61 and 1, where it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to speak the gospel, to preach the gospel, a good news. He's sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He have sent me to bind up brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and open the prison doors to the bound." Now, that's what he said God has sent him for. Now, he in all power, Jesus said in St. Matthew 28 and 18, he said, all power, Jesus said, and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." To the end of the world. Now, I want you to think about something, that Jesus have did this for us. He's given us the power of attorney. And I'm sure that there are some of you that watching me and listening to me this morning have had the power of attorney over something that your relative, friend, a parent left you in charge. Now, that power of attorney gave you the power to use their signature, their name, to get things in their name that was needed. Whatever the money, whatever it was, the division of the dividing of a trust, you had that power. Well, Jesus gave us the power in his name. You can cast out demon. He said, "I don't have nothing of my own. I didn't take nothing for my own. Everything that I have, my Father gave it to me, and I've taken of my Father and given it to you." And so since God have given it to us, In his name, we have power to cast out demons. In his name, we can ask anything that is according to his will, and he will do it. He said, "If you ask anything in my name, Sister Sabrina, I will do it." Now think about this. Not only we read it in the King James Version, so if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. But in some translation, he said that if you ask anything in my name and I don't have it, I'll create it for you. That's the power of that God has given us. I'll create it for you. You can get a created a blessing, Sister Doris, a created blessing that nobody else got but you. God created one just for you. And this, we used to sing the song years ago, Lord, while you're handing out your blessings, have one just for me. Have one just for me. I need it. And so this is what I'm trying to share with you. Now John 5 and 17 said, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Jesus said in St. John 5 and 30, I can't do nothing on my own. So we got to stop trying to do things on our own. But when we use Jesus and use him as our measurement and use him as our example, use him that is our friend, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. That's right. I want to let you know that you can make it through that trial. I want you to know that you have a word for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that's going through, that's suffering. You have a word for them. And so I want to look at these things that Isaiah said, and Jesus repeated them in Luke chapter 4 and verse 17 17 through 20. But let me first, though, do this. Let me give you the five things that Jesus was talking about, that Isaiah was talking about, that Jesus was coming to do. Now, the first thing that we have to understand, that Jesus did not seek his own. He didn't seek anything for himself. Everything that he sought was for us. He didn't die for himself. He died for us. He didn't die for him to be saved. He was already saved. He didn't die for himself to be perfect. He was already perfect. But I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. That's right, more abundantly. Now, it's all right to have an abundant. That's a good to have that. But if you have more abundantly, you have more than enough, more than you need. And I learned a long time ago, don't just ask God for what you need. Lord, I need, if you need $50, don't just say, God, I need $50. Give me $50. Please bless me with $50. No, you need more than $50, because when you pay that $50 is already spent. That's what you need. So you can't help nobody else if you only get what you need. You have to get more than you need to help somebody else. You can't help me if you get all you need. If you just say, well, I just got enough for myself, then that's not going to ever help anybody else. So God, I want you to give it to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over into my bosom. That way I can help somebody else. I can help them. And that's how we help other people. Now, here are the things. Number one was, don't ever seek God for just your own, but let God's will be where in you, where you can help somebody else. Somebody else need a help. Number two, I don't even seek my own will, Jesus say, but the will of my Father. My teaching is not mine, but him that sent me. Number three, I don't do nothing of my own self. Number four, I do always the thing that please him. And number five, I came from God, and I'm going to, and I come and didn't come for myself. And number six, I seek not my own. I don't seek my own. And so when Jesus came and picked up the book and read what the words of Isaiah said, and he came in the synagogue. Let's read it from Luke chapter 4 and verse 16 through 19. It says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as a custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book. Now understand, it said the book, not just any book. We don't just read any book and get true information. But with the book, that means that definite article, the, no other, the book is the Bible. The Bible is the written word of God. Now they got a lot of translations and new books coming out, but that's not the book. The book is the transcripts and the manuals that God spoke himself and left on record for us. So they gave him a copy of the book, indefinite article. Now watch this. They gave him a copy and delivered unto him the book of the prophets of Isaiah, which was Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Notice that's upon me. That word upon is a prepositional phrase. Prepositional phrases tell you where something is located, beneath, over, under, above, high, low, down, out, in between. Those are prepositional phrases. And so it said that he was, the Spirit of God was up on me. So he's telling you it was on him and not on anybody else, and which is a definite article. And it was on him. God's Spirit was on him. And he opened a book and read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable years of the Lord. Now, he was telling them what God had done. Now, the anointing in the Old Testament, the anointing was given, poured upon the priests, and it was poured upon them for outward sign that God was on them. But now God anoints us inside with his Spirit. So he said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So his Spirit anoints us inside. And when we get the Spirit anoints us inside, that anointing works on the outside. And so when it works on the outside, it brings joy to people that don't know God. It brings joy to them that don't know God. So God's Spirit was on him. And he said, he have anointed me to preach the gospel. He anointed me to heal the sick. He's anointed me to deliver the captive. He have anointed me to give the good news. And let me tell you something, the difference that we should make in touching other folks' lives, those are the things. Let me give you these 10 things that he said in these, and paraphrase in there. Now, sin does great damage. That's right. Sin does great damage to us. And therefore, we must learn how to have great, that's why Jesus had to have the great redemption power to snatch us out of the hand of the devil. That's right, to snatch us out of the hands of the devil. Now, number one, what he said, to preach the gospel to the poor. Sin impoverishes us, and the Messiah brings good news. Sin puts us in slave to cigarettes, slave to cigars, slaves to women, slave to men, slave to food. All of these things, sin puts us as slave. But he said, I preach the gospel to the poor, good news. They need to know. And number two, they need to know what? To heal brokenhearted. They need to know that God, regardless of who broke your heart, regardless of why you're down and don't know why you can't get up, it's Jesus that have preaching the good news to heal the brokenhearted, because sin breaks heart. But the Messiah good news is for the brokenhearted. Number three, to proclaim liberty to captive. Sin make people captive and enslave them. But the message comes from Jesus frees us. My God, when you are free, when whom Jesus set free is free indeed. You're not a slave to cigars. You're not a slave to drugs. You're not a slave to a man or a woman. You're not a slave to habits, but you are. You're free. You're free to praise God. You're free to worship God in spirit and in truth. He set you free. And whom God set you free, you are free indeed. And number four, what difference did it make in giving and touching life, recovering a sight to the blind? Sin blinds us. The Messiah come to heal our spiritual and mortal eye of blinded. Now, you know, the same people can see the same thing and they didn't see it the same way. Only God can give you true vision and make truth appear to you, and not just what you saw, but insight, give you things that you didn't see with your natural eyes. Helen Keller was born blind, deaf, and dumb because she couldn't hear and see, so she had never heard anybody say anything, so she couldn't talk because she hadn't heard word. She couldn't see because she couldn't read because she couldn't see. So everything had been done, everything she learned was through Braille. Now, and she wrote her own life story. But what she said was, she would rather be without blind and can't see natural and did not have insight. The insight lets you see things better than your eyes can see. With open eyes, we miss things. Now, with that on the 6th of January, many people missed all we saw with our own eyes, sitting there looking at television, hearing it on the radio. We saw them break into Capitol. We saw them tear down stuff. We saw them break in office. We saw them with all colors of flags and everything. But yet, when they wanted to bring the truth out, a lot of folks didn't see that. A lot of folks didn't hear what you heard because they didn't internalize it that way. They saw what they wanted to see. Now, that so he would give recovering a sight of blind to the blind. Not only do he give recovering a sight to the blind, what else he do? 5 said, to set at liberty those that are oppressed. Sin oppresses victim. The Messiah come to bring liberty, to let us know we are free, to let us know that we still have joy. Out of all that we go through, God still let us have our joy. We can have a peace of mind in a hurricane. We can have a peace of mind when there's an earthquake. We don't lose our mind and lose our being because there's something that comes that we are frightened of. We have to stand still and know that God is who he say he is, and to set at liberty those that who are oppressed. Now, if you read the Bible, you find that there was a year called Jubilee, and there was every 7 years that they had to let their slave go free. And a bankruptcy build their thing on that. If you get a bankruptcy, ever file bankruptcy, 7 years, that bankruptcy is lifted off of your record. And then you are set free from that, those debts. Now, in the Bible, 7 years a slave was set free. They got land back that had been compromised with for usury and interest and all of that. But the 49th year and the Jubilee was the 50th year, they got freed. They freed everything, the land and everything, so that the people could glean the crops, and people could glean the pears and peaches, oranges, and all the things, the crop raw for the wheat, barley, that they could glean it free. And then they would let the crop grow and then turn it over and have a year of Jubilee. And that's what he said, to bring liberty, to let us know that we have something to rejoice about. We have something to praise God about. So the preaching of the good news, the binding up of brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to captive, those that are captive, to open the portion, to open the doors to those that was in prison. There's a lot of folks that's not in a real prison, but they have a prison in their mind. My God, it's just like a person will put 4 or 5 locks on their doors and bars all around their house and then say, I feel like I'm in jail. Well, you lock yourself in jail. And there's a lot of folks that have locked themselves in jail, but Jesus said, I came to proclaim the acceptable years of the Lord. And the day that you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. My God, make a difference in your neighborhood. Make a difference in the church. Make a difference with your friends. Make a difference on your job. Let the people know that you're not just here to take up space and breathe air and complain and fuss and argue and quarrel and just argumentative all the time. But no, Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. I've come to comfort all that mourn. I am the Paracletus. The Paracletus is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes close to us. He said, I'm so close to you, I'm going to send you another comforter. And that comforter would live inside of you. He would bring all things to your memories. And not all of these. This is a comforter. Have you ever been thinking that you didn't have a way out, and the Holy Spirit told you, I will help you. I will make a way out of no way, and not the way that you thought he was going to make it. He didn't make the way through your parents. He didn't make the way through your siblings. He didn't make the way through a friend. But somebody that didn't know you, somebody that never heard about you, just came up and helped you. Just came up and helped you. And my God, that's what God said, I want to do. I want to make a way in your life. I want to do some things for you that you are not able to do for yourself. To visit them that are hurting the church, and to give them beauty for ashes. My God, you can be down. And he said he will beautify the meek with salvation. That's right, with salvation. And salvation, the word salvation means delivering. Do you need to be delivered so you can touch somebody's life? Do you need to be delivered so that somebody can get healed? Do you need to be delivered? You got to sometimes press your way. You got to press your way to make a difference. Make a difference even in your life. You got to press your way. You just cannot stand still and not be satisfied with the status quo. You got to go beyond the status quo. You got to press on. You got to press on towards the mark for the prize of a high calling. There's a better way. There's joy. You just got to get it. There's happiness. You just got to get it. There's peace. You just got to get it. Just don't stand there and wait for somebody to bring it to you. But I'm pressing on all I know. I'm pressing on every day that you spare me to get out of the bed. I am pressing on. I don't know about everybody else, but I have to press my way. Why? Because the enemy is designed to destroy you. That's what he said to Job. Job, the devil desired to destroy you, but I prayed for you that your faith, told Peter that I prayed for you that your faith faileth not. My God, that it faileth not. And so what we have to do, we were given the oil of the Spirit to enjoy, for bring joy for mourning. We have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us because he said that he, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. The Spirit of the Lord is on you. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. The Spirit of the Lord is on this world. The world can't do everything it wants to do. If they could, we wouldn't be here. But God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. And my God, we have eternal life, and the joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away. Now, I don't know about you, but I think you ought to spread this, because somebody need a word from God today. Somebody need to know that they need to be making a difference in somebody's life. Somebody need to, it's good to know that you are missed. It's good to know that you touched somebody. Who did you touch today? Who did you help today? Who did you sacrifice for today? Who you want to bring joy to? You don't know. Just by being around you, some folk get joy. Don't live such a life that when people don't want to come around you, they don't want to see you, they don't want to talk to you, they don't want to even be near you. When they see you coming, they go another way if it's possible. No, you ought to be with people when you come around, that there ought to be a glow in the room. There ought to be some joy to come. My God, people ought to press their way to get to you. Press their way to get a word. Press their way to get a look. Press their way to get a touch. Press their way to hear what God is saying. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And the Spirit is saying to the church, I've come that you may have life. I've come. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up to your everlasting door. And the King of glory will come in. Who is that King of glory? The Lord strong in battle. The Lord strong in might. The Lord strong in giving joy. The Lord is your friend. The Lord is the Lord Jehovah. The Lord Shaddai, El Shaddai. The Lord Shalom. The Lord of our peace. My God, that's who's there. That's what we're doing. We want to make a difference in someone's life. God bless you this morning. And I hope that you're making differences in people's life. I hope that you're giving prayer. I hope that you're witnesses to folk. I hope that you're telling people that Jesus still lives and that God is healing them. I hope that you're still praying for folk and not giving up on them. It's my prayer is that you don't allow the word COVID to just scare folks to death and think that simply because they hear the word COVID that there is an open sentence that they are going to die. I hope that you have more joy. I hope that you have more peace. I hope that during this time that you get a greater understanding of God than you ever gotten before. And I'm asking you that are watching and that are hearing me to plant a seed. That's right. Plant a seed and meet a need. That's right. Plant a seed and meet a need. It is my desire and my God, it is my pleasure for God to have blessed me to live another week, to bring moments of inspiration to you. And I appreciate your liberality. I appreciate your giving. You can share on PushPay if you already have the app down. You can share on Giverfy if you already have the app downloaded. And you can also share by writing a check, a money order, and send it to 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California. And the zip code is 90805. Again, Greater Open Door Worldwide Ministry, and the address is 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California. And I also want to tell you that we have a food bank. That's right, we have a closet, a food closet, where that you call 562, write it down, 562-423-8653. One more time, 562-423-8653. And leave, if no one answer, leave your name and phone number, leave the right number now, and someone will call you back and let you make an appointment to get the food. We're not delivering it to you. You have to come and get it. We have a food bank, we have food cabinet, meat, canned goods, dry goods, that we are, it is all free. If you know somebody hungry or don't have and struggling, don't let them be too proud to ask. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. And I want to thank God for you today. Thank God for you that's going to sit in your tithe and your offering. Now, if you're a member, thank you so much for your tithe and your offering. And you that are not members, I don't ask you if you're going to another church for your tithe. Your tithe should be at your church that you are a member of. But if you're not a member of a church and you want to sow your tithes, tithes is a tenth of your growth earning. If you want to show your tithes into this ministry, Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry, Moments of Inspiration, we welcome you to do it. Thank you so very much, and let me pray. Dear God, I thank you for these that have been with us today with Moments of Inspiration. I thank you, God, that it is well, and I thank you, God, that you are blessing them going and coming. You're blessing them, God, when they're in the field and out of the field, in-house, out of the house, all of their ways, God, they're acknowledging you. I thank you, God, that you're healing the sick. I thank you for opening up doors. Thank you for opening up doors that have been closed in their faces. And I thank you, God, it is well. And I pray, God, now for families. I pray, God, for the churches. I pray, God, for those that are sick in the hospital. And God, I pray for those that have cancer. I pray for those, God, that have migraines. I pray for those that are suffering with diabetes. I pray for, God, that those that have heart problems and many other problems, accident, that it is well in the name of Jesus. And your word, God, will go into every nerve, muscle, joint, artery, and tissue and heal in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. God bless you, and thank God for you today being a part of Moments of Inspiration. And the Lord said the same. Next week, I'm coming back at my regular time, 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning, with some more Moments of Inspiration. Have a blessed day, and may God's best be yours.